Tom Feeney with Gary Jones after the 1-1 draw for Southport. Gary, you must be pleased in the end to get the point.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a tough place to come, you know, and they've been doing quite well of late. So, you know, I think it's always a good point in the road, and I think it was two great goals, to be fair. So I think a draw is a fair result.
I was going to say, a much-needed point as well after a couple of performances where you've been in front and then conceded late on.
Yeah, the last two games have been massive disappointment, you know. You know, to throw two lead starts, two head goal starts, you know, away, and you know, massive disappointment. But you know, we done it the other way around today. You know, but I say it was Louis Armas got a great goal there. You know, that would have graced any football match. But as I say, I think any away point is a decent point.
And of course, the next couple of games always in the National League, it's always going to be tough.
Well, they're all tough. You know, I think you just look at the results as the season have gone on, and everybody's beaten everybody, you know, so every game is going to be difficult. So, you know, we've got a tough game on Saturday against Grimsby, who are doing really well. So, these are games you want to play, and hopefully we can get a positive result.
And you're back in Yorkshire with a smile on your face. And I know that there were some Bradford City fans that actually turned up tonight just to see you. How does that feel?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I had two unbelievable years there. You know, I've got a great rapport with the supporters. It's always nice to see a couple of Bradford City fans here, you know, and signed a few shirts as well. So, absolutely delighted to be here. And as I say, it was just amazing to drive past the ground. You know, we drove past the ground away here. You know, and I got the ears stood up on the back of my neck, and it was, yeah, as I say, it's nice to be back.
Are they a club that you still check the results for then?
Oh, of course. You know, I speak to Stephen Darby quite a bit. And yeah, it's an amazing place, amazing supporters. And as I stand here, I get like goosebumps now talking about it. So yeah, I hold them in the highest regard. And as I say, it's nice to be back in Yorkshire.
And just looking at your time at Bradford City, if there was one moment you had to pick out as your favourite time, what would it be?
I think probably scoring my first goal, yeah. No, yeah, I scored my first goal for Bradford City here. So yeah, that was a special occasion. But you know, it's all serious now. Probably the, you know, the promotion and obviously the play, cup final was an amazing achievement, and probably it'll never happen again. So it's great memories.
And just finally, looking at Bradford, do you think that it could be the year for them to go up again?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I think they've brought decent players in. You know, they've got a good squad. I watched them on Sunday when they probably should have won 2-0 up. So I think Phil's got them playing the right way, and I think they've got some really quality players. So no reason, I just don't think the league's that strong. So I think they can hopefully can get out of the league.
And moving back to Southport, do you feel the signs are out there that you'll be moving out of the relegation places soon?
Yeah, I think the last few results have been positive. You know, I think we're starting to gel as it's. Starting to gel as a team. We're getting new players all the time, so I think we play some nice stuff at times, but you know, it's no good playing nice stuff in 45 minutes. We've got to keep it going for 90, so I think signs are positive, so hopefully we can kick on Saturday.